Bag huge savings on your painting project at Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Gary O'Hanlon is the executive chef at the K Club. How are you, Gary?
How are you doing, Jonathan?
Is darts a sport?
Absolutely. 100%, mate.
Gary, that's the pressing question of the day, and I'm glad you've answered it with such confidence, because you and I are on the same page, which will make the conversation that flows from here a lot more easy. I'm terrified of ginger. I don't know why. I always have it in my freezer that I can scrape into things, but for some reason, I'm always afraid that I'll put too much in. But you're going to put my fears at rest, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you kind of measure, it might sound weird, you know what I mean? But you just measure ginger in fingers, you know what I mean? Like, so if it's a pot of soup or if it's a stir fry, anything that you're doing in a pan for five or six people, usually one finger of ginger is more than safe. It adds a nice little subtlety of flavor. In this instance, for the soup that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to use about two fingers of ginger. And that just brings enough heat just that you feel it. Because you got to think, it's not about the first bite that you take. You're going to be taking a few spoonfuls or a few bites of something. So it is, you got to be subtle when it comes to something like that. So I'll kick on into it. What we're going to talk about today, Jonathan, is an oven roasted roast sweet potato and ginger soup, okay? Now, the roasting part of that is imperative because it completely changes the dynamic of anything whenever you roast something. So what I do is I get all the ingredients. You're looking at about, you know, four decent sized sweet potatoes, and nearly always the same size. They're fairly big, bigger than the normal potato. So about four sweet potatoes is going to make a fairly decent pot of soup, enough for like eight or nine bowls or whatever. Peel them, wash them, cut them up into decently thick chunks, set them aside. One large Spanish onion or two smaller white onions. You're going to peel those and again cut them up into chunks. This is going to be a pureed soup, so you don't need to be overly pretty when it comes to the preparation of the vegetables, which is great. Then about three celery stalks, and you peel them. Now, to peel a celery, you're just going to nick the back of the celery with a little tiny knife, a little peeling knife, and then drag back the strands. And it does, you'll just see them coming out like a little bits of wire. Not many people know that you should peel celery.
This is fascinating to me as a man who makes soup on a regular basis. Well, I've never done this.
Yeah, like the back part of celery, like if you were to take, like just cut a few stalks of celery, you'll always see like that at one end of it, there's a little bit of intrusion of the thread at the back of it. And if you just tuck a knife in underneath it and just drag it back as if you're going to pull like a wire out of a little plastic tubing, the threads are really tough to eat. Now, we are going to blend the soup, maybe not pass it. So those wires of celery are actually quite tough. So it is essential that you peel them off. And then two fingers of ginger peeled and then sliced up into decent little sized chunks again. And about five or six sprigs of thyme, okay? Get all that into a large bowl. Give a decent little drizzle of olive oil, then salt, some white pepper. Toss it up really, really well, that all of it is going to get a decent coating of the olive oil, into a roasting tray. Preheat your oven to 180 and then throw it in the oven until it chars. You're looking at about 35, 40 minutes in the oven until you start seeing these black and browned chars around the outside of the vegetables. And the mirepoix is a word that chefs would often use. And then you drop that into your pot. Now, what I always do as well is I stick that roasting tray on the gas for a wee while, add about 100 mils of water, bring it up to the boil and give it a little whisk and deglaze, get all the flavour off that roasting tin. Then you're going to pour in some veg stock or chicken stock, or if you don't have that, like a lot of people don't have that, just put in water, and then we're going to add some stock cubes after a while. And anybody that turns their nose up at stock cubes doesn't cook at home all that often, because even chefs use them all the time, Jonathan, you know. And you just want to bring the water, a good gauge is you just want to bring the water right up to almost the level of what the where the potatoes and the vegetables are. Sweet potato, like squash, holds an awful lot of water, so you don't want to bring the level up above the veg. Bring it right up till the potatoes are still protruding slightly. Bring it to the boil. If you haven't used fresh stock, now at this stage, drop in 2 or 3 little Knorr vegetable bouillon cubes, okay? Or if you're not worried or you're not vegetarian, Knorr chicken stock cubes are even better. And then bring it to the boil. Now, you only add the stock cubes when it's boiling, because otherwise they'll go to the bottom and they'll burn, okay? You got to drop them in when it's hot. Whisk them in. Then with a stick blender, blend it whenever you feel that the veg is soft and translucent, and blend it till it's really soft. Now, it should be a little bit too thick. I always have the water that you're going to need a wee bit more, because it's easier to feed in a tiny bit more than trying to fix it if it's too thin and then you got to thicken it, you're in trouble. So then just have a little container of water alongside you and feed it in bit by bit. And while you do that, then you adjust the seasoning with fine sea salt and ground white pepper to taste. And then if you want to be a pro, you can pass that through a sieve, but I would never really do that at home. In the Keg Club, I would do that all the time. I'd pass any pureed soup, but at home I tend not to bother, you know. And that will give you one of the most beautiful, the color of that, if you're used to making sweet potato soup, it'll be a lot lighter. In this instance, it'll have a more darker sort of browning going through it, but it's way more intense in flavor. And you could do the same with a celery egg soup and veg soup and so on. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, look, it sounds lovely. I'm definitely going to make that at some stage over the weekend. Given how cold it will be, it will go down well. You have a wonderful recipe for Guinness bread that we're going to put up online as well, because the clock has beaten us. Gary, absolute pleasure. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Gary O'Hanlon, Executive Chef at the Keg Club there.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Bag huge savings on your painting project in Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one, with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money.